Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm working from home, Danny Beard.
And I'm in the office, DJ Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze podcast,
Danny is saving the planet.
Billy's using his natural sex toy.
And we're asking, where is Danny Beard?
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Danny Beard.
And me, DJ Billy Andrew.
This podcast is two queers in your ears, talking all things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions, our hookup horrors, and getting all the gossip from you, our gorgeous listener. Oh, and of course, we're answering your questions. Anything from, are you ready for this today, Billy?
Ready, baby.
Unexpected cheese board.
Ooh.
My mind's racing with that.
Mine
one.
Is.
The more secondhand fun.
Okay, secondhand fun. All right, well, we'll find out what happens later on in the show with that. But if you want to become a gossip goddess, get in touch, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories, or anything else, camp crazy or cuckoo. You can do that by getting in touch by sending us WhatsApp messages, text or voice notes. Go wild. And the number for that is in this episode's description. DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod or fill in our form. Again, that is in this episode's description. Now, Danny Beard, you are not in the studio today. I can see you're in your gorgeous apartment via Zoom.
I'm Zooming in, girls. I can't be arsed leaving the house anymore. I'm a recluse. No, I'm not very well.
You're not
I'm
well.
Not very well, but you know what? I'll do anything for our gorgeous listeners. So I'm here, I'm powering through.
Thank you very much for, yeah. I mean, you can put your toenails away, you dirty bitch. Joking. You don't have your toenails out.
What have you been doing this week? I've not seen you.
I have done some dead camp crazy and cuckoo this week. Proper cuckoo. I got my ear pierced.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yes,
gay ear.
I specifically made sure it was the ear that is the gay ear, because do you know what? I'm gay and I'm queer. I'm here and I've got my ear to show it. So there we go.
But I actually pierced my ears this week. But I bought a gun off eBay and did it myself.
Yeah, a piercing gun.
A piercing gun. Not yes. Just yeah, not like a fucking AK-47. Yeah. But my our friend Mark's not happy because she said proper piercers should only use needles, so I'm not suggesting anybody else go out and buy a gun.
No, to pierce your own ear.
A piercing gun,
yeah.
To clarify, and use a piercing gun. But, I mean, I didn't, I'm fine.
The person who pierced my ear specifically said don't touch it and also don't clean it. Unless it needs healing and cleaning, just stay away from it and let it do its own thing. And if it goes a bit yellow and pussy, then clean it. But if not, just leave it. That was the advice I got.
Leave it.
Because they said back in the day, you were, like they told you to half turn it and clean it and then the next day turn it back and clean it. But actually you touching that is adding more bacteria to it. It's better it's better just to leave it. Don't touch it. And actually I've had zero issues with it. Morgan looked at it last night and it's all looking fine. It doesn't smell. There's no yellow pus.
Mine's the same, but I have been using a little piercing cleaning solution once a day.
Right, okay.
Little salt water rinse, you know, honey.
Is it just the
look at us giving top tier content. Have you been catching up on Big Brother? The Big Brother final is tomorrow night.
It is tomorrow night. And somebody went tonight. Sorry, we don't know who it is. But I want to give a shout out, actually, to our Colson that's in there, can I just say. And they've got a sister podcast with Audio Always. Who produced this podcast, by the way? And he's with, do you know that guy from Corrie, Jack P. Shepherd?
Yeah.
He plays, what's his face? Who's he playing then?
Gail's son.
Some copper, I don't watch it.
Gail's son, Gail Platt's son.
Is he Gail Platt's son?
David Platt. They do a podcast called Sofa.
On the Sofa.
On the Sofa. Well, previously Sofa Cinema Club, and now it's just called On the Sofa. But actually, they sit on our sofa. So it should actually be called On the Gossip Gay Sofa with Jack P. Shepherd.
Yeah, it should be called Stolen Sofa Club.
Yeah, the Stolen Sofa Club.
They don't want to know what happens on the Gossip Gay Sofa.
To be fair, no, I don't.
I just think you got the job, Sam. I think I would like our David to win Big Brother.
Same.
Or I would like Louis Walsh to win.
I think Louis, even though he's a bitch,
He's been a great housemate.
Great housemate, yeah. That's what I'm getting at. Being
great,
a fantastic
housemate. Great moments. And at first I was like, oh, he's such a bitch. But actually, other people have said, oh, can you hear the sirens?
No.
It's what it's like living in Manchester City Centre.
They must be in your mind.
No, they're not.
Are you
not
sure?
It's not like every Scouser just hears sirens and ducks, you know. I think he's been a perfect housemate. I mean, other people have tried to say things. We saw Fern the other night try and say something to Nikita in the house, and she ended up in a bit of a tiff. It was weird.
It was edgy.
I am a Fern supporter, though. I weren't sure on Fern at the beginning. I don't want her to win. I love her. I don't think she's winning material.
She's not winning
material. But I think David should take the crown, or Louis.
David, for me, has been the most entertaining, I would say. Closely second by Louis. But I also wanted Zizi in that final. I'm actually a bit gutted she went this week because she's had strong opinion. She's been great. I think she's been a perfect housemate. And she should have been top three for me, but she's gone.
Agreed. And, it's a bit sus the first time our two amazing black queens go up for eviction and they go out. It feels very typical with the UK public.
1,000,000%.
But it is what it is. And I think Marisha was an amazing housemate too. I just want to know what we're going to do for our reality TV fix moving forward.
Well, someone must be coming.
I Kissed a Girl should be coming out soon.
I Kissed a Girl,
that's
yes.
That's been filmed.
BBC. So they did I Kissed a Boy with Danny Minogue and I Kissed a Girl trailer's been released. It's just Danny dancing around in the Mezzanina, is that what they call it?
Mezzanina,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's there. So I can't wait to see all these girls getting together.
Yeah, big fab that. Bit of lesbo representation on the telly. I love anything like that. And I think lesbians need that. I think it's nice.
I can't recall any lesbian like reality show like this. I know back in the day we had Playing It Straight, which was for the gays. We've had a few gay things, but I don't know of any lesbian reality shows that have been like kind of mainstream.
There have been some moments. I think there was a lesbian storyline on Love Island one year, and they got that was one of the classic Love Island. We need to look at people's mental health afterwards because they got so much
logistical nightmare. Was it?
Yeah, it wasn't handled very well. It's not been handled very well when it has come up in the past.
Well, I'm excited for the lesbian representation and to see these lesbians kissing each other. I can't wait. Can I just talk about quickly? I went to go see Ray at the weekend. I'm wearing my Ray top again.
This is what I wanted to ask you about. Tell me all about. I know we've spoken a little bit about Ray, but tell me more.
Right. So it was with the full orchestra. I obviously, you know, I bum Ray at the minute. I'm literally up her ass. And and she released extra tickets for this orchestra show. I was so excited. Got there. We were like quite close to the front. But it started to get really hot. People were fainting around me again. It just must be me. I don't know what's going on. People must fancy me or something. I don't know what's happening, but people were fainting around us again. Ray came out and the people around us were saying, oh, I didn't realise it was like with an orchestra. So I thought, that's odd. And I thought, anyway,
what?
So then when she came out, the positions that the speakers were, this is nothing on Ray. This is a bit on her production, actually. But I couldn't really hear her. And the people around me were singing so loud. I couldn't hear the orchestra. I couldn't really hear her. So I was like, Morgan, should we just like move away? It was getting too hot anyway. So then we moved away and went kind of to the back. And it was just full of knobheads. Like, the O2 Arena that night in the standing area was hell. She had to stop at one point because there was a fight. People were fighting.
Yeah, this is what I've heard.
And I was like, actually disappointed. Go on.
Didn't you say you moved to the back after you'd gone for a drink and it was like full of middle-aged mums knocking each other out?
Honestly, there were people... So say you're in the pit and then there's people on the tiered seating at the top. They were screaming at each other and throwing cups at each other. It was... I was like, this is supposed to be a sophisticated night out with the orchestra. Do you know what I mean? I was like, what's going on? Where's the decorum? I was actually fuming. It didn't ruin my night, but... I did prefer in Manchester where people were a bit more behaved nicer and respected the art. Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like when people go to concerts, respect what's happening on the stage, you know?
I've never got that, like, fighting at a gig. If I was Reg, I'd have frigging kicked them out. I'd have been like, stop.
Yeah. Yeah, she did say, guys, I don't want to have to kick you out, but you need to stop. You need to, like, she did stop it and calm the situation. And then she then did restart the song, which was good because it was Prada. Which is a good one.
Why would you kick off in that Prada?
There must have been tensions, like the high tensions from the get-go. She was fab, though. She was fucking fab. She was amazing.
Do you know as well, fun fact for you.
Go on.
One of the BVs, backing vocalists, was Annabelle Flowers, who I've worked with. She's a singing coach, and she's the singing coach on X Factor. She's Ray's singing coach. She's done everybody.
Wow.
And she was doing BVs at that night you were there.
Is she part of that collective that was there, like the gospel-y choir kind of thing, or was she the person conducting them?
No, so not the gospel choir. She also had, did you see, three separate backing singers?
Yeah.
She was one of them.
Wow.
She is incredible. One of the best vocal coaches in the biz. Like, I'm not surprised she works with Ray.
What did you work with her on?
Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, fab. So she does all the, like, she did all them reality shows and stuff?
She's done like X Factor, Britain's Got Talent. She's done all of those big psycho shows. She works with all of them.
Psycho is the name of the brand. You don't have to be psychotic to go on it, just for the person listening.
Yeah, no, psycho is what you are when you leave them shows.
Psycho, man.
But yeah.
What have you been up to? Is anything you to plug?
I mean, not really. I've been doing Radio 1, which has been going well. I've been getting so much love. It's been really nice. I won't bang on about it every week, but it is really a dream job. And yeah, very minimal hate, which I presumed with it being national radio, there would be a lot of hate, a lot of people telling me I'm rubbish. And there was literally one person, you're rubbish, you're the worst presenter I've ever heard. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tune into Capital then.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you still enjoyed it.
Can I just say one more thing before we move on with the show?
Oh, yeah. Is it Kate Middleton?
It's not Kate Middleton, although I'm still very obsessed with Kate Middleton and the whole Kate Middleton saga and the very staged Kate Middleton shopping in a farm shop without any security.
The king doesn't wear Nikes. It's not true. Anyway, what were you going to say?
He's the future king and he was dressed like he was knocking on my window at the traffic lights in Ancoats. But I feel like they want to make themselves seem really real, don't they? They're so,
sure.
Oh my God, they're so like us. Mm.
But also, like, they don't do their own shopping. Even if it is a farmer's market, they don't do their own shopping.
I agree.
Have you also seen that apparently people have found the official Kate Middleton lookalike and they've been looking at her hairline, like this professional lookalike, and they think that the hairline of the woman in that video is closer to the professional Kate Middleton lookalike.
I love how much you're obsessed. I'm obsessed with this story.
You're obsessed,
and then you bring me facts like this.
It's nuts. Chronically online, that's why. The other thing as well, it came from TMZ. It came from a Californian celebrity news outlet. It didn't come from the UK. It didn't come from anywhere internal.
No.
There's no way that the only sighting of Kate Middleton came from a Californian outlet that is known for generating bullshit.
Yeah, for being dodgy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way that TMZ got that.
Maybe they paid the
TMZ
most for it.
TMZ are always like first on the scene when a celeb crashes and stuff, aren't they? It's weird.
Yeah, and then when a celeb dies as well, like,
yeah,
they're always the
dodgy
first one to be like, this person's dead. TMZ report it first before anybody else.
Wow.
Because they're just so big over there. They're the ones that destroyed Britney Spears. TMZ were the like the hounders. Yeah. They were actually really unethical.
They're probably
vicious,
evil, sneak thieves.
They're probably like quite equivalent to...
Slithered like a serpent into the king's bedroom. It wasn't Kate Middleton what I wanted to speak about, but it was just a little follow-on from last week's bonus episode. It was a little bit of an extra Brucey bonus. It was extra long.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say, like, when I listened to it back, I was so proud of you for speaking so honestly and openly, Billy. And I honestly think, well, I know it will have gone to help a lot of people and just let them and their stories feel heard, feel seen, feel very seen, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say. But I also feel like there was quite a few misconceptions on the comments, and there was quite a few comments that people need to, what I'm trying to say is people need to try and not judge.
For sure.
Something they don't understand. It's okay to not understand it. And I think there was a bit of like, there was a few people like, what's chemsex? And what does this mean, crystal meth? And does this mean, no, it just means G, or it just, and they're listing all these different, you know, drugs. And I think it's important to say it looks different for everyone. What one person's chemsex might be looks completely different to someone else's. And I think we shouldn't judge or get wrapped up in trying to pry into that either.
For sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, people wanted the nitty gritty of what drugs specifically. I don't know whether they wanted to know drugs, what specifically chemsex was, or what I specifically was doing. But I don't think it's really appropriate. Oh, it's not appropriate, really. Like you said, everybody's is different. So it can be all of the above, or it could be one of them. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be any. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And I think as well, like, it's just about knowing if we want to be able to speak about this more as a community,
mm-hmm.
It's just knowing how to approach it and the things to ask and the things not to ask. And I think some of the things not to ask is to try and pry for the gory details and try and pry on what substances. The question should be, how are you now? What is your mental health like now? Do you need support now? They're the kind of questions people need to be asking, not, oh my God, did you smoke crystal meth?
Yeah, for sure.
You know? And the other, well, last thing, I'll wrap it up because I don't want to bang on. I use the word community a lot, the community. And some people online took that as a clip and was like, there's a bigger thing out there than Grindr guys. I don't mean Grindr as the community. I don't mean hookup culture as the community. I don't mean chemsex parties as the community. I mean us as the queer community, as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, pansexual, non-binary, all of us in this amazing rainbow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the community. And I think that's who we should be there for each other.
For sure.
But let's not bang on about it, because I don't want to be all preaching on no high horse like I'm releasing a Beyonce album. Let's crack on with this, because I want to know about this cheese board, Sam.
I'm ready for a cheese board.
Don't get your hopes up on that.
There we go. So we'll be back with your gossip after this short break. But first, are you cuckoo for confessions? Are you gagging for the gossip, or turned on by tittle tattle? Then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens and allies, and telling them to listen to us, the Gossip Gays. Spread the love by spreading the part. I love saying it like spread. Share this episode on WhatsApp now, and we'll give you a few moments to do that.
The Gossip Gays.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the, we call it the second half, but is it always, is it ever the second half? It's more like the, I'm not good with fractions, someone help me out.
It's like the bit after the first third. It's the second third.
I don't remember doing those fractions in school, but yeah, you're right, Sam. We've got a fab listener's letter. We've been asking for your dirty confessions, your questions, your gossip, as you know, if you listen to this show on the regular. We like your own stories, or we like stories that you've heard third hand. The wilder, the better. And we're drafting in producer Sam to help us get through your messages. You've already heard him on the show so far today. Hello, producer Sam. How are you?
Hello. I loved that introduction. I think because you're remote, it felt like I was going to come on stage.
Yeah, I was firing up the smoke machine as I said it.
I just thought that was a vape. I've got the first letter, and I think I've got the cheese board one we've referenced, which I think is appropriate. I am the charcuterie king.
You are charcuterie. You've done a you fashioned a camembert in the shape of a cock.
It was a brie.
A brie. Okay, it's a brie. We'll try a camembert next time.
Baked camembert. Bake it into the cock. Anyway,
what's your favourite cheese, Sam?
It is probably a brie, but Comté's grown on me quite a lot.
Is that a French one?
What's that? Comté.
Yeah, it is. Because I've had a load of, Chris got me a load of Comté from Comté, basically. It's great. Oh. Incredible. And like a truffle.
What, it's Comté? It's not a shop, is it?
No, it's a cheese. It's like a quite a, it's
yeah,
like
but
a,
from Comté, like I can imagine a place. Costco cheese called Costco.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my third favourite, just Costco cheese. Right, so are you ready for your first one?
Ready.
Yeah, hit me with it, baby. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
This is anonymous. Him anon. Mm-hmm. Hi, Danny, Billy, Lily Mae, and Sam.
Oh, Lily Mae got mentioned before. Sam there.
I think, to be fair, I always get put last. And I'm not bothered because sonically.
Actually, it's alphabetical. They've done it alphabetical there. Oh, no, they've not, because I would be first.
No, I think it's because Sam is very plosive.
Okay.
It ends quite nicely.
Right.
Well, they've just done it in order of fame.
Fair, whatever. Anyway, save the best till last. So, this listener is anonymous and is he, him.
Fab.
He says, hi, Danny, Billy, Lily Mae, and Sam. I have a confession to make, and I wanted to know what you would do in this scenario. I was chatting to someone on Grindr, and I agreed to go around his house. As we were getting steamy, I went to go down on him. The taste sensation that hit... Okay, this isn't about a cheese board. I've been gooped.
Is this a cheesy dick?
Let's find out. By the way, I don't think this is a Comté. The taste sensation that hit my mouth can only be described as gone off blue cheese.
Ooh.
It was absolutely foul. I immediately gagged and went to a different part of his body and didn't tell him what was wrong. I then made a shit excuse and left swiftly afterwards. I immediately blocked him on Grindr as I could not bring myself to tell him his cock smelt worse than a skunk's morning breath after a garlic feast and started to drive home. I realized shortly afterwards that he had followed me on Instagram and asked me if he did something wrong, to which I blocked him. What would you do in this scenario? Would you have told them about their dirty cock, or would you have lied and left like I did? Love the podcast. Keep up the great work.
Right. Fucking hell. Cheesy blue chick cock. I can't speak. I can't even get the words out.
Blue cheese cock.
Blue cheese cock.
That will be on my next charcuterie board. One detail that I am unsure of here said that basically was sucking this guy off when... sort of decided I'm not happy with the hygiene here and sort of vaguely said I just went to somewhere else.
Yeah.
Does that mean like you
The balls, maybe, I yeah, think. Yeah, but like... I think balls.
But it is, it's quite strange if you were receiving head from someone and then they just sort of...
Went to the yeah, balls.
And then took never came back.
Yeah.
And then just never came back up. Yeah. Like, okay, bye.
I think it's a bit mean to hook up with someone and then just block them and not speak, yeah. if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they genuinely don't know,
mm.
I mean, at the same time, I'm like, don't have a cheesy dick. Wash it.
For sure.
But if they don't know what they've done wrong, I feel like it's a bit mean and it might build up into something and then become like a bit of a hookup anxiety for them. I don't know what I'd have done in the situation. I'd have probably gone, if I'm honest. Do you mind giving that a rinse in the sink?
Mm. I sure. think that's perfect. I would say to them, I'm so sorry, but I think you need to shower. Like, you if their hygiene's bad, honestly, you're doing them a favor letting them know, because that cheesy cock did not get changed for the next person.
No.
You know what I mean?
I don't feel like I'd be in this position. When I used to be on Grindr, I would have... Hygiene is a must in my bio, first of all. Hmm. And I would always say, okay, give me 20 minutes. I need to shower.
Yeah.
I would always make an effort of saying, I'm going to go and shower, AKA...
You need to. Yeah, for sure. I think I have been in a situation where I've hooked up with people and their hygiene hasn't been to a very high standard, but I've actually not said out and just done. It's not been to the point where I've been gadding.
So you.
I've not been gadding, but I mean, it adds some. I mean, you could have spread it on a cracker. I'm joking. You couldn't. You couldn't.
You're vile.
But I don't know if I've ever had some... No one's ever said to me, oh yeah, you need to wash.
Well, good. It means you've got good hygiene.
But then I've never been with somebody like this. I think...
Put yourself in this person's shoes. You've gone down.
Yep.
Cheesy cock.
Mm-hmm.
You're not saying anything.
I'd have backdoored it like this person would have done and then would have maybe sent them a message and been like, sorry, your hygiene wasn't up to my standard. Or I'm a bit of a chicken livered shit and I probably would have just done what this person's done and blocked them. Truthfully.
No, I'd say something. Because I think Danny's right. I think you're potentially causing some like sexual trauma for this person that you just up and go in the middle of a hookup, get blocked on anything.
I don't know if it's like my age or what, or if I've always been like this. I can't really pinpoint, but I'd rather just say, because I'd rather people just said that back to me.
Yeah.
Like, also being real, we're all humans. We've all had a bit of a smelly dick at time to time.
Shut up. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Nobody's perfect. That said, if I was having a hookup, I do clean and wash and make sure that I wouldn't. I don't feel like I'd be in that situation. But, you know, if you were to do a random test at any random time, I can't say that. And I'm just being honest. Everyone's the same.
Yeah. We're all human.
It's a sexual organ.
Yeah.
You piss from it.
Yeah.
You grow cheese from it, apparently.
Grow up.
I mean, this tangent is not the same completely, but it's the only thing I can compare it to. But I know a lot of people who worked in office spaces or cafes and stuff like that where they've had a coworker whose hygiene's not been up to scratch. Mm. That person stunk. And they can't just sack the person and never tell them why. They have to be told.
Well, you could get them like a link set for the secret Santa.
Well, no, what ends up happening is the office manager or whatever will go up to that person and be like, your hygiene isn't good enough for the office.
Yeah.
And to me, it's quite comparable, because if no one ever says that, well, of course, it's never going to change. So yeah. I think I'm applying that same logic to a hookup, which is, someone needs to tell this person the hygiene's not up to standard, because otherwise it is never going to change.
For sure. I think rule of thumb is, for everybody out there, if you are going to hook up, make sure you have at least a wet wipe wash before somebody comes round, you know?
Oh no, sink it, love, sink it. Sink. Yeah, and also, I think what Sam's trying to say there is, whoever's written this letter in, if you want to send us their Instagram handle, we're quite happy to say it on here.
As a future foolproof method, though, I do think if you find yourself in a situation, you should be like, hey, you know what? I think it would be really horny right now. A shower.
Oh, yeah.
Let's both go shower.
Great idea.
That's a good idea. Be like, I'm into shower fun. Let's get in there.
Do you know what? That is what I do anyway. I would have a shower with someone.
That's too intimate for me personally.
Oh no, I quite like that.
I don't shower with Morgan.
I shower with Kyan every day.
Do you? Aww.
Pretty much every morning, yeah.
Oh, I would hate that.
I love it. And I feel like we're saving the environment one shower at a time.
Fab.
Is that weird? I don't think that's a weird thing.
I don't think
to do.
It's weird. Think it's
nice... I mean, if we're on a different schedule, we won't. But if we're on the same schedule.
Yeah, I'm in the middle. I've sometimes showered with Chris. And sometimes it's cute. And sometimes I'm like, no, I've got a job to do here. Come on. Get to it. Back
I like
off.
It. Get the loofah on my back. Get all them dead skin cells off for me, darling.
Okay, you just ruined it. I think you just ruined it. The image of Kai scraping down your back.
I'm not making it like it's a sexual thing every day. We just shower, but yeah. I think it's a nice thing to do.
No, I've done that. I think it's cute.
All right, but you know what? I'm going to give it a go, Morgan, if you're listening. We don't have a shower together this week.
Yeah, get that cheese off your dick, Morgan.
I bet you do not fucking shower with Morgan once.
We've done it before. Maybe when we first started to date and it was like, shall we have a shower? Oh my God, this is going to be so horny. You know what I mean? But we're 4 years in now. I don't hop in the shower with him. Normally I go first and he goes second. I mean, maybe to save on his water bill, we'll give it a go this week to see what happens.
Yeah, save the environment.
I'll keep you posted.
You could reduce your water bill by half. And also, Kai told me that's what they have to do in the army.
Oh, he's
shower
lying.
Together.
He's
oh, lying. Sure. They have to shower together.
They have to. Soap's up, someone else rinses off, and they're all sharing.
Yeah, I'm sure they have to drop the soap too, don't they?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Right, I'm joining army. Hopefully I get drafted.
Make the army gay again.
What the fuck would you do in the army?
Me?
Play songs.
The on-site DJ.
Billy going into war playing LaRue. Oh, that's not LaRue. What's that?
I'm going in for the kill. I'm doing it for the thrill.
Please don't ever sing again, Sam. That was really just hurting my ears.
It was fun.
Oh, I'm only joking.
Daddy, you have the next story. Would you like to read it?
I would love to read it. Oh, I've just seen Billy Intro's voice note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking slacker. Here we go. So Billy's going to intro a voice note next, but I'm going to read. So I've got the voice of an angel. A Hell's Angel.
Ooh.
Hi, Gossip Gays.
Hiya.
I'm anonymous. He, him. I was in a long-term relationship for 13 years, and we were married for 5 of these. We mutually split up around 4 months ago with mixed emotions. We both agreed that we'd come to the end of our journey together, and we still talk every now and again. I'm writing because the issue I had was in the 13 years we were together, we had sex less than 10 times.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Reaction
shots. That's not even once a year.
No.
Not. And from my point of view, it's no way near enough. Correct. Maybe it's because I'm more often horny than I'm not. With this in mind, I can only come to the conclusion that he is asexual. When we did have any sexual interaction, it would be the odd wank, kissing, and maybe a cheeky rim. I trusted him more than anyone when it came to going out, etc. And I know he never cheated on me. I just need some advice on how I now move on, as I don't think I could trust anyone as much as I did him. And let's face it, 90% of gays are slags and can't commit.
Oh my God.
Any help would be helpful. Thanks.
Wow. Do you want to kick it off? What's your advice here, love?
First off, I think I love a fake percentage.
Yeah.
I'm somebody who uses fake percentages all the time. And I'd actually disagree with that. I'd say 98% of gays are slags. No, I'm joking. I think there's two issues, really. One, you've got some kind of trust things moving forward just in general. And two, I think you've got a lingering issue from your previous partner to do with sex. That's what I get from the letter. I don't know about you two.
Same.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think the first issue is you're going to have to kiss a lot of frogs. You probably are going to date some people that you feel might be a bit more of it, in your own words, a slag than you, which, by the way, from my point of view, I don't think there's any problem with that, as long as you're protecting yourself, you're getting regularly tested, you're taking PrEP, you're doing all the necessary things. If you want to be a slag, you be a slag. If you don't want to be a slag, don't be a slag. You don't have to, you know.
Yeah.
Judge. I think you've got a bit of a hang up with the not having sex with your ex-partner. What do you guys think?
I agree. I think this person probably was asexual and just loved like the companionship. And I feel like maybe that wasn't ever addressed or spoken about in all that time, which I don't know, maybe is something that you're kind of hanging on to. It doesn't feel like a discussion was had, like, oh, you didn't speak to your partner and asked why you've only had sex 10 times. I don't know that. I'm just reading that from the letter. But I think now that you're out of that relationship and you've got these trust issues, I think everybody feels the same. Like, everybody's going to feel like that when they come out of a relationship. A lot of people aren't ready to commit and do just want to hook up, and there is a lot of hookup culture in the gay community, but that doesn't necessarily mean you need to involve yourself in what other people are doing. I don't think it's 90% of the people. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who do want to go on dates and quote unquote aren't slags, by the way. Do you know what I mean? I'm like,
even the whole trust thing, right? I see this a lot in people that have been in relationships and they break up and then they enter the dating scene, and they always say things like, well, I'm never going to trust anyone as much as this person, or like anyone as much as this person. And the reality is, it's like, well, no, not for a long time, because you've just left a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that level of trust with someone straight off the bat. It's something that builds up over years and years and years, the same way that it built up years and years and years with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
So I would kind of try to drop this idea of like, oh, but this person isn't as trusting as this person has with a decade, or
yeah,
I'm not as immediately as attracted to this person straight away as I was with my last one, because you're not going to find someone who you trust that much straight away, because
no way.
It has to build over time. And I think you just have to accept that, yeah, you're going to go into dating. Not everyone is going to be trustworthy. You just have to make sure you look after yourself and then build that connection with someone over a long period of time, and try not to put the pressure on yourself of finding someone that you immediately trust as much as you did
yeah.
as your ex of 10 years, because that person isn't going to exist.
Yeah, and every relationship I've ever been in, all right, it's only been two long-term relationships, but they've both been completely different relationships in terms of...
But you have also had other little relationships in between.
For sure.
So it's not to discredit your experience.
That's true. But I think all of them have been different. Like, I trust Morgan more than I've trusted anybody else I've ever been with. Whereas my previous partner, I didn't trust him as far as I could throw him. And every relationship is different. Like, you feel different emotions and different feelings for different people at different times. So no relationship is going to be the same. So this relationship you had for 10 plus years is not going to be nowhere near the same as your next relationship. And I think if you chase him for what you had in that 10-year relationship, you're not actually ever going to find it. You might find something better. You might find something that's also not as good as that one, but you just got to keep going until you feel happy within yourself and happy with your partner, I guess.
And I think as well, every relationship's different. Like, I new things become better than before, and you know what I mean? And like,
for sure.
when you're in love and you find that right person again, which will happen, it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to be brave enough to put yourself out there and think, you know, you might get hurt a little bit on the way. You might not. Be strong, be resilient, and, you know, set yourself boundaries. But more often than not, when you find yourself in a new relationship, you'll be so much happier, and you won't want to compare. You're just in this limbo period where you've not got the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you all you've got to compare it to is the last thing.
For sure.
But when you get the next thing, am I making sense?
Yeah. Yeah. When you get the new thing, you won't think about the old thing.
Yeah.
I think, like, hands down, the two biggest mistakes that you see in dating is the first ones people are, I hate to use this overused phrase on Hinge, but people take it too seriously. And you should just be having fun, and you should just be meeting people for the sake of meeting people and having a laugh and enjoying it. And if you're not doing that, then you're probably not ready to date. And I think the other mistake to see is if you start dating with the intention of one specific thing, you've set yourself up for failure. Like, absolutely. Because yeah. you can't pin down one specific idea that you have. It is very much like you guys were saying, meeting someone and finding something new, because you don't know what's out there, and being open to that. And as long as you are open to that, like, you will have fun with it. But I think if you go into it with this mindset of like, I need this one specific thing, you're going to set yourself up for failure.
For sure.
Agreed. I think we just solved somebody's problems, guys.
You're welcome.
Right. Well, this next letter is our final bit of gossip today, and it's a voice note, and it's from anonymous she, her.
Ooh, let's go, girl.
Hiya, Gossip Gays. How's it going? I've got a quick dilemma for you, right? So I'm seeing this new lass. It's going really well. Started doing bits and bobs. But what do you think the etiquette is for using sex toys that you've used on other people? So I used a strap on her, and it's like that's been used on another person. Like, obviously I clean them and stuff, but like, I can't be just buying new fucking dildos every time, can I? Or is that like, do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't like, I don't know. Maybe, anyway, any advice? I don't know what the protocol, like, I wouldn't be bothered, but like, yeah, what do you reckon the rules are with that? I don't want to like be gross, but yeah, what do you do?
You know what? My stance on this changed from the duration of that voice note then. Because I just had like a realization, yeah. Because my stance was always like, no, never. Like, don't do that. Don't swap sex toys around. I've always found it a bit gross. I've had people wanted to like swap and things. I was like, no, not doing that. But I just had the realization. I was like, well, actually, if you're in a lesbian relationship that uses, let me phrase that. If you're like a lesbian who uses strap-ons and dildos quite a lot in your sex life, you can't be buying a new one for every new shag.
Also,
it's financially environmentally friendly.
Yeah. Also, I use my same cock on multiple different people. It's only like using a dildo, surely. I clean it in between usually, but but it's only like using, do you know what I mean? It's only like using my natural sex toy, which is my own penis. It's only like using that.
Please never say my natural sex toy ever again.
And if you're going to refer to it as that, you just send it back.
You want to see my natural sex toy, baby?
You need to ask a refund on that one.
I've got no qualms, no issues. As long as it's add a rinse under tap, I'm not fussed.
Throw it through the dishwasher on a 65 degree and you're fine.
Absolutely. Make sure you get that bit of beef stew off it and then you're perfect. Oh, God. You're good to go.
You know what? Jokes aside, I've never dishwashed a sex toy. I would use the Zaflora spray it and lie it in the bath for a bit and then rinse it.
I've never used a dishwasher. I'm scared it'll shrink them. I don't want my sex toy shrinking.
I think they can melt. I think
I don't know if you can
if you
fit yours in
one.
The dishwasher anyway.
Industrial dishwasher. Yeah.
You send yours through a car wash, don't you, Bill?
Stick it on my roof. I don't think there's any issues in this. As long as you clean it in between the people. Plus, how are they going to know? Surely they're not going to think you've bought that strap on for them.
And let's be real. It's fine. It's fine. Like, when Kai moved in, I inherited some that came with him, and I'm sure they were used on other people. I don't get jealous over a bit of plastic.
Inherited?
Yeah, like, when me and Morgan got together, he had some toys, I had some toys, and then now they're our toys.
They share a wardrobe. Yeah.
But yeah, that's basic. Yeah, and I think it's fine. I've never thought, oh my God, who have you used that on? Like, I would never think that.
I don't think it's a jealousy thing.
You think it's more hygiene?
Yeah,
thing?
I've never been, when I said earlier that I've always been massively against it, I was never like just for me. No, it was very much like a hygiene of like, I don't know where that's been, what darkness it's seen.
Yeah, I get that, but as long as like it's been through the shower, it's all right.
Well, here's the thing. I guess it's just how fully has it been cleaned, and I guess if you're on the receiving end,
as long as it doesn't smell like blue cheese, darling, I think you're good to go.
But I was going to say, if someone presented a sex toy to me, I would have a lot of questions on how thoroughly have you cleaned it.
Would you sniff a sex toy before you used it?
I don't.
Stop.
Did you see why I was like slightly against sharing sex toys when we started talking about sniff tests? If I can scratch and sniff a dildo.
If it feels good, it feels good.
Exactly.
But if it smells, doesn't, it definitely doesn't.
Oh, fucking hell, what a day.
Smells, wait, if it smells bad, it definitely doesn't, is what I meant to say.
What did you say, Danny?
If there was debris on there, then no.
Debris?
Yeah, I don't mean like cheese debris.
Debris.
I mean debris, you know, like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fudge packing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so to answer this listener, I'm assuming you're saying just whack it through dishwasher and or shower.
We're saying clean it, it's fine, use it.
And just you can actually get sex toy wipes
you
specifically
can.
To clean the sex toys that don't degrade the silicone or the rubber or whatever they're made from. Or, you know, you could be a posh bitch and have a glass one. I don't know.
Because actually you need to be careful with some sex toys because using certain products on them can, like you said, degrade them. And also, I had these cock rings once that were like, got bad for wear and tear, like they snapped. You need to be careful what you're using on them because I used to wash them in my fairy liquid.
And years ago, I had my first dildo.
that could be a podcast.
Fisher Price, my first dildo.
Could be a podcast, my first dildo. It started getting like little black dots on it that you could wash off. And I thought, what's that? And apparently they can get like a mold in them.
A mold?
Oh.
Mm. Oh my God. You need to be careful then, everybody out there. Don't be having a moldy dildo.
Yeah, I don't know if I kind of want this to go
black
in
spots.
Now.
Like a spotted dick dildo.
You couldn't clean them off. And it was like, I just thought it was like, I don't know what I thought it was. And then I Googled it and I was like, that's going in the bin.
Yeah, for sure. You're not
like I always cleaned it, but I wasn't cleaning it right.
Right. So thoroughly clean. Make sure you got no mold on your dildos, everybody.
I can see Sam typing. Are you Googling black dots on dildos?
Yes. <I'm> very intrigued. Oh, it looks like it's bruised.
Exactly. Looks like a burn. I just thought I was overusing it.
Circulation hasn't come back yet.
Fucking hell.
The Gossip Gaze.
Right, so we need to crown a gossip goddess out of those three stories. Somebody's got to win. Sam, who do you think it should be?
I think it should actually be our last listener. One, thank you for sending a voice note. Fantastic.
We love a voice note.
Points for the voice note,
yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
But also, it made me think. It just made me think.
Okay.
And I feel like I learnt stuff today.
Okay.
Danny?
I'm going to say our second letter, our anonymous he, him from the long-term relationship, because I think it takes a lot of guts to open up and ask quite a vulnerable question. And I think it really helps someone. I think realistically, voice note or no voice note, she's going to go and wipe that dildo and ram it in another 10 fannies at some point. So I don't think really what we said mattered. So I'm going to say our second one.
Do you know what? On that basis, I'm going to have to agree with Danny there. Yeah, I think...
I made a good argument.
You did make a very good argument there. So I think for the vulnerability, however, we do love a voice note, so keep them coming, everybody. Gossip Goddess is anonymous, he, him. Story two?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you for listening to the show today, everyone. I'm sorry if my energy has been a bit low. I am feeling very sorry for myself at home, but I will be back in the studio next week with all of the gorgeous team.
Yes. I know, and I can't wait for that because actually, rumour has it, Danny hasn't been seen in public since December. It's been about 3 months. No one knows where Danny's been. There's rumours that Danny might have been at a farmer's market over the weekend.
If there's one place you will not find me, it's in a farmer's
And I just can't wait to see Danny in person so the rumours can be dispelled.
There we go. Well, there Thank we go. You. Where is Danny Beard? Find out next week on the show. And if you want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, funny story, or anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo, you can WhatsApp us, text us, and voice note. It's like you heard that listener, voice note is in. That could be you. You could be on the show. so do that. You can DM us on Instagram at Gossip Gaze Pod, or you can fill in our form. If you wish to remain anonymous, just say, and also we'll never out you. And if you do send us those voice notes, we can disguise your voice if you ask us to. So all the info is in this episode's description. And there we go, that's it. And also, by the way, if you've been crazy enough to action any of our advice, we'd love you to get back in touch, won't we? Won't we, everybody?
Yeah.
There we go.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Don't forget, girlies, gazies, and daisies, please go and leave us a 5-star glowing review on Apple Podcasts. And you never know, we might read your review out in our Brucey bonus, which will be out this Monday, like every other Monday.
Yes. Right, see you then. Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.